Welcome to our prayer and Bible study today. I'm really, really excited to be with you. This is Becky Spieth, the Christian Direct Seller. And you can find our posts on Facebook under The Christian Direct Seller. Or if you're a personal friend of mine and you want to go to my timeline, it'll be posted there later today. I think, more in love with the Lord than ever. And I feel so excited and have such a burning passion inside of my heart more than ever to raise up a strong army of direct selling men and women to go out and share the gospel. The Lord has just been so faithful and shared so much with me this last week, and I'm just thrilled that he loves me, and I'm sure that you are too, and I just want to praise him and give him all the honor and glory for that. I want to take us, first off, for our Bible study today to Deuteronomy chapter 8. And I want us to look at verse 7 through 9. And it says, "For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills." I want to stop and break this down a little bit because I've got a lot of scripture for us today. But I was thinking, when I was in Las Vegas, not this past week, well, I came home this past week, but the last week and a half ago, it was so dry. It was such a beautiful place with all of the shiny objects and all the lights and the brand new ritzy hotels and the huge restaurants, and there just didn't seem to be any lack. But as I would wake up each morning, I had the most beautiful suite, and I could actually see the sun rise in the east. I could overlook the entire city, because I saw the mountains on the east, saw the whole city, and then as the sun would set on the mountains to the west, I could also see the sunset. But I thought, even though in all of this beauty that we created, that we pulled there, drove there, planted there as human beings, that it still was a valley, and it was a desert. And I was reminded every single day, 5 or 6 times a day, because my skin would be so dry and so parched, I'd have to put on lotion. And I thought, you know, praise God there's not a drought here, because, or not a lack of the ability to get water, that we've overcome that, because it would be so incredibly dry. And I was praising God for lotion at that point and body butter. But as I read this, I thought, the Lord brings you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and of springs, flowing forth in valleys and hills. And don't we love to, I mean, one of the biggest things that I saw while I was there were the street shows that were, they all involved water. And I thought, I know this water was not here, it was brought here by man, but how blessed we are for God, because he promises to take us out of the desert, out of the desert of our lives, out of the desert of our businesses. And he promises us a land that is brooks of waters, of fountains and of springs, and flows forth in the valleys and the hills. He promises to take us to a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, and a land of olive trees and honey. Now for us, you might not think, well, that just sounds like a sticky, ooey, gooey mess to me. I'm not real thrilled about that. But that means he's going to provide for the things not only that we desire, or not only the things that we need, but the things that we desire. And that barley is supposed to be one of the wheats or the grains that is more of a delicacy. So he promises to give us the sweets of the land. He promises us to give us honey, the other sweetness, and olive trees that will give us olives and olive oil so we can create the things that we want to create. He also promises a land which we shall eat food without shortage and lack for nothing in that land. And so I want us to think about that with our businesses. Because sometimes we think, you know what, it's all tapped out. It's saturated. Everybody I know has a consultant. But God promises you that you will have everything that you need, that you can create whatever you want, plus he's going to have things waiting in your promised land of your business for you, and that you will live and eat without shortage. I'll be honest with you, when I first started my direct selling business, we didn't have bread at the end of the week, and we definitely didn't have milk at the end of the week, so breakfast was always a little creative. And I can tell you, there are other women out there, other men out there that they're not making it from week to week. You probably know them. They have more month left at the end of their check. God promises through his word and by us sharing our business opportunity with others that we're going to lack nothing, that we will have enough food and there won't be a shortage. And it's going to be great and it's going to be awesome. And how many of you, honestly, if you think about it, have seen fountains when you've been on your company trips? And you've seen waterfalls, and you've seen some of the most beautiful places in the world as a result of your business and your company. We need to praise God and be so thankful and claim that promise for ourselves as well as for those that we're sharing the business with. The next verse I want us to look at is Proverbs 10:22. In that verse, it says, "The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." My day is usually filled coaching clients that they're on their way to success. They are experiencing the riches of the Lord, or they desire more riches from the Lord, but sometimes they have some sorrow with it. And I thought, Lord, why does that happen when your word clearly says that he adds no sorrow? And then I realized there's the key. God adds no sorrow to it. But boy, do we get in our own way sometimes. Why do we do that? So I'm trying to give you some verses today that will remind you as you're working towards that land where you'll have a lack of nothing, where God's not going to add sorrow to any single portion of it, that we get out of our own way. And one of the greatest ways that we can do that is we can walk in perfect love. In 1 John 4:7-8, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love springs forth from God. And he who loves is begotten and born of God and is becoming progressively to know and understand God, to perceive and recognize and get better and clearer knowledge of him. And he who does not love has not become acquainted with God and does not and never knew him. For God is love." So plain and simple, if we want to further the kingdom of God, which I believe that's why you're on the call today, and you want to be more successful in your business, we need to really understand and know God, because God is love. So what is that going to look like for us? You know, have you ever really wondered what the true or the best way is to tell somebody about Jesus? I get this question all the time. So as a Christian direct seller, how do you tell people about Jesus? Simply, just love them. Live out selfless, sacrificial love that you've received from Jesus. Extend that love to those who have not trusted him as Lord and Savior, and your actions will speak loudly about who Jesus is and what he's all about. Kind of a silly story here, but really brings things home, is how many times when you're waiting to go into a company event or you're going to have a big conference or a seminar, and it's all about who gets to get the best seat, to the point where people will run like crazy people that haven't run in years, to the point where people will lay across seats to save seats, or if you by chance misunderstand and you even ask kindly, "Are those seats taken?" "Well, yes, they're taken. They're taken for me and my team." "Oh, excuse me, I just wanted to know if it was a chair. I wanted to have a seat." Where are you on that side of just simply helping love and accommodate other people and show the love of Christ, not only to your team, but to everyone around you? If we look at John 13 and we look at verse 35, it tells us, "By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another, if you keep showing love among yourselves." I know sometimes that we're thinking, well, I'm trying to show my team I love them. But look at the fruit. Look at the real fruit. In Romans 5:5, it tells us, "Such hope never disappoints or deludes or shames God, for God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." And we know we receive the Holy Spirit at the time of salvation. So if you're looking around at your team or your company or your business or your host, ask yourself, is there an evidence of love? Do I see love? And as God really lived out in his love through us, because we're that vehicle, we're that channel. You know, 1 Corinthians 13 is the love channel chapter. I'm sorry. And basically, if you read this, you're going to see the character of God and how we're supposed to really live it out. You know, it tells us in verse 4 that love endures long and is patient and is kind. It's never envious or never boils over with jealousy. It's not boastful or vainglorious, and it doesn't display itself haughtily. Think about that when you're working with your next team meeting or your next company event, your next phone call or coaching call with a team member, or maybe how you view your upline, your sideline sisters, the ones that you're competing against for those higher honors. Now, it's okay to be competitive. It's okay to run your race strong and do your very best for the Lord. But are we exhibiting the love of Christ? It's not conceited or arrogant or inflated with pride. It's not rude or unmannerly, and it doesn't act unbecoming. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it's not self-seeking. It's not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. What if your upline hasn't treated you the greatest? Or they overlooked and forgot to give you an award? Or what if you weren't recognized to be where you wanted to be recognized in the company? It does not rejoice in injustice and unrighteousness, and does not rejoice when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. See, that chapter 7 right there just tells me about how we really need to view sponsoring. Let me read it again. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It's ever ready to believe the best of every person. Can you imagine, really, if you believed the best of every person? Now, I can promise you that you will not be gullible. You will not be taken advantage of if you walk with the Lord, because the Holy Spirit promises to tell us and warn us when there's danger ahead. You need to be able to hear the voice of God. And I've done Bible studies on these in the past, so I'll be posting some of those up into the file section so you can gather those at any time and listen to those anytime. Kind of had that epiphany when I was in church yesterday. I'm like, oh, I need to put those there. I put the replays up every week, but I had forgotten that we can post those into the file section of the Christian Direct Seller, so I'll be posting some of those there later this week. But think about that. Do you really bear all things and under every circumstance believe the best of every person, realizing that your hope will never fade regardless of the circumstances? And you endure everything without weakening, because love never fails. God never fails. It never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. That's never, ever going to happen with us as believers. And we've got a tall order to fill, don't we? So I know some of you are thinking, okay, that sounds really great. But what happens if people treat me pretty cruddy? It tells us in Matthew 5:44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those that persecute you. You can also look up a few more verses around that in Proverbs 25:21 and 22. Think about it. If we continue to read this section, it says, you know what? To show that you're the children of your Father who is in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the wicked and on the good, and he makes the rain fall upon the upright and the wrongdoers just alike. For if you just love those that love you, what reward can you have? Don't even the tax collectors do that? And if you greet only your brethren, what more than just other people are you doing? You therefore must be perfect, growing into complete maturity of godliness in mind and in character, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Well, I don't know about you, but I can just say right up, I am not perfect in these areas. Like the measurement stick here, the Father. But I think if we committed each and every day to run our business by these principles, the big difference that we would see, because the Lord doesn't expect us to be perfect, but on the other hand, he doesn't want us to allow these things to take us out of the game or be a distraction to our destiny. So I'm going to encourage you. I want you to take part of what God has for you. I want you to have those things springing forth that we talked about in Deuteronomy, that you lack nothing, that you have everything that God wants for you in your business, and it starts with love. So I wanted to tell you, I love you today, and I love that you've been on our call with us this morning. God bless you, and have the most phenomenal day ever. Make it the best week, and we'll talk again next Monday. Watch on the Christian Direct Seller fan page for those extra recordings. I'm going to post the recordings that we've done so far, and then I'll also post the replay link in the regular timeline portion like I always do, but you can go to the file section later today and be able to gather some of those older Bible studies that we've done. And I look forward to praying with all of you in just a few moments. I'm going to turn the recording off, take some more prayer requests and praise reports, and then I will meet you again here next Monday. God bless you. Bye-bye.